Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So it's day three of the Democratic Convention, but Donald Trump has stolen the spotlight.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
That was the Republican nominee speaking at a war veterans rally when he suggested Russia should hack into his rival's emails, which has caused some outrage on the other side. Let's talk to Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent in Philadelphia at the convention. Pretty extraordinary stuff from Donald Trump. It's presumably not gone down well there.
Well, it's that they love it here. I mean, the Clinton camp is assailing Donald Trump for these comments. They view it as a political gift of unbelievable proportions. I mean, I think you're absolutely right, Clive. He did seem to be a man who really wanted to try and steal the attention away from Hillary Clinton's glass ceiling shattering moment last night when she officially became the first woman to lead a major political party into a presidential election. And so Donald Trump held this rambling press conference. It went on for I think close to an hour down in Florida just a couple of hours ago, and at one point extemporized those comments, looking straight into the camera and saying, Russia, if you're listening, help us out and try and find those 30,000 missing emails that relate to the time that Hillary Clinton spent as Secretary of State. Remember that she was using a personal email server, not a State Department email server. She's been rapped over the knuckles about that after an investigation by the FBI and the Department of Justice, but there is still this question about 30,000 emails that she didn't turn over to the State Department, some of which may have been deleted. The Democrats here, the Clinton campaign, leapt on this, seeing it, as I say, as an amazing political gift. They have put statements out saying that this is a national security issue. It is the first time, they claim, that a presidential candidate has called on a foreign power to engage in an act of espionage in order to damage a political opponent. Donald Trump's spokesman has said that actually he didn't say what we all know, because you played the clip, that he clearly said. They're claiming that what he said was that if the Russians had any useful evidence, they should hand it over to the FBI. Clearly, that is not what, Donald. No. I mean, that's clearly not what Donald Trump said. This is causing tensions now between Donald Trump and his vice presidential candidate, Mike Pence, who has moved to distance himself from Mr. Trump's comments, and from the most senior elected Republican in Washington, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who has put out a statement saying Russia is a thug and its cyber espionage should stop and never be encouraged. So Donald Trump, by holding that press conference and trying to grab the limelight of publicity, may have done himself an enormous amount of damage, especially given that in just a few hours' time, Barack Obama is going to be on that podium right behind me giving his speech to the Democratic Convention here, and will almost certainly pick up on the theme that Bill Clinton struck last night when he described Donald Trump as a cartoon alternative to the very real political candidate that is Hillary Clinton. I suspect Barack Obama will say he's not just a cartoon, he's a really dangerous one.
What was the reaction to Bill Clinton's big speech last night?
Well, it went down fantastically in the hall. I think pollsters will be trying to find out how it went down in American living rooms. It was a slightly curious speech because Bill Clinton used his time here to dwell in great detail on Hillary Clinton's biography. I mean, we went back all the way to their first meeting back in the early 1970s. And I mean, you know, 25, 30 minutes into the speech, we were only up to about 1981. However, you know, I think this this is all part of the Democrats attempting to rebrand and recast Hillary Clinton in the public's mind, not as the controversial, often scandal-ridden candidate that many Americans might think of her being, but as someone who Bill Clinton and other speakers yesterday said has spent a lifetime devoted to public service, civic activism, and who is really driven by a desire not to help herself in an altruistic way, but to help other people. And I think that, you know, that's a bold move by the Democrats, given that we've all known Hillary Clinton for over 20 years, and she has a reputation. But the mere fact that he described her in that speech last night as being completely trustworthy is itself an indication that the Democratic establishment understands that Hillary Clinton has a credibility and trustworthiness problem that shows up in poll after poll after poll, and they've got to find a way of overcoming it.
Thank you very much, Simon Marks, there at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, and we'll bring you more on that as it happens. As I mentioned, the big event, Barack Obama speaking later.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.